All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a 9-game MLB main slate today. We have a 7-game NBA main slate, and then we have an 8-game NHL main slate later this evening. So plenty of DFS action coming at you tonight. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, I'm going to get the app pulled up here. I was taking a peek before we got going. Actually, no questions to get us started today. So if you have questions, now is a good time to drop those in the chat. I thought it would be a good opportunity here to build some MLB lineups. We did do a demo here on Friday, but it is early in the season, so probably a good opportunity to do that a couple times, help you guys hone in your process, run some lineups and allow you to come up with ideas on the fly here, things that you're running into, things that you're thinking about as the season gets going. So I'm going to build some MLB lineups and we'll take questions as they come in. So one thing that I've seen people running into here, just something I wanted to mention, was on like smaller slates, and like maybe we'll even do like a small slate strategy because we've already done like a large slate. So if I go to like the 4-gamer tonight, right? And then I go and look at my pitcher specifically. Some people have been getting some of these relief pitchers in their lineups. Well, the easiest thing to do, the reason they have a projection is because they do get in the game in some amount of our sims, and they are more likely to get into your lineup in like a 2-game slate than like a 4-game slate. But nevertheless, it could be something that you want to avoid. So I would just go to the filters. I would go to add filter, and then I would say, show players with projection greater than. And then, the lowest guy was like 4-something here, right? So I'm going to say 5. So like now all of those relief pitchers are not even available to be played as a pitcher in any of my lineups, right? You could do a point projection. You could do some type of pitches, right? So I can go down here and I can say, hey, show me players where pitches are greater than, 50 maybe. And I probably end up with a very similar result, right? And if you're on like the pro or ultimate plans, you could see all the detailed stats. So I could see, how many pitches we expect people to throw. Maybe I only want to play somebody who, can go at least like 5 innings. And, so I use like 50, right? Just throwing random numbers out there. But either way, one of those options is totally fine here. And then from there, right? So it looks like almost all the lineups are confirmed. It's like one of the best things about playing MLB DFS is to see these lineups confirmed so early in the day. So next thing I'm going to do is go and check the weather report, right? So it looks like there's some bad weather for Kansas City and Baltimore. That's on this slate. Cincinnati and Philly are yellow. And then Miami and Tampa Bay are not on this list, right? So just these first two games. So I'm going to read these here. Remember, this is the RotoGrinders weather dashboard. It's a free resource run by Kevin Roth. And the info here says, KC Baltimore, as in other East Coast games, the rain has been trending lighter. They may still need a late start and have to play through showers, but it seems more doable than it looked this morning. Cincinnati, Philly, there's still a lot of rain around Philly, but latest models have it coming in much lighter during game time. I'm starting to think they managed to play through some on and off light showers. So this is a lot different than the report that we saw last time, where it was like, oh, probably going to see a delay, but if they play through it, they can get through it. Or if it was like, oh, rain late, was like the other report. With these ones, I'd probably be a little more inclined to leave the pitchers in. However, I just might be careful about my overall exposure to them. So I'm going to make a mental note here, like KC Baltimore, weather is like a little bit interesting. I'm not going to go as far as to X anybody, pre-build here like I did previously. But I think that, you know, all things considered, I think they are a fine option. Okay, so one thing here, I made a big mistake, guys. So with my filter, it says show players with pitches greater than 50. I left all the positions checked. Well, since all these position players aren't pitching, they're all excluded from my lineups. So from my player pool. So if I were to run a build right now, it would fail. So what I need to do is go into my filter and only apply this to pitchers. And then all of those players are going to come back. As you can see, they all have check marks and they're all not grayed out anymore. So be careful with which positions those filters apply to. Okay. So then now I'm going to come in here, you know, set up my build settings, run my lineups and kick this off. Right. And while this runs, I'm going to go set up a contest sim. So I'm going to go to all contests. Let's say we are building lineups for the $1 20 max. Seems like a good contest. So I'm going to go add my contest sim for that, come back to my build. And the build is still running here. I think, you know, one other thing that I didn't do that I probably should have is turn on don't use batters against opposing pitchers. You know, in general, I like to have that rule on, even on a four game slate. I think it's like perfectly fine. The only time I'd probably be okay with it being off is on like a two game slate, maybe even a three game slate. But I think there's like enough options on a four game slate where you don't have to leave that rule on, or you don't have to allow that to happen in your lineup. So if I were to run this build again, I would run it with this rule on. However, just for the sake of time, I'm not going to do that. So, you know, another thing is I get a lot of questions about like order of operations, like, hey, you know, what is the correct order of operations? So for me, it is build your lineups, automatically run your contest sim, change your sorting metric, apply bin uniques in that order. And, you know, people will be like, oh, you know, do I build my lineups and then change my min uniques and then set my max exposures and then do my contest sim? Like, how do you do it, right? So the contest sim is ultimately just going to give you additional sorting metrics. So you want to get those right away. So you build your lineups, you run your contest sim, you switch to your new new sorting method. And the reason for that is because, yeah, I could come in here and I could look at these exposures and be like, oh, wow, you know, I have so much of these, you know, KC hitters here, right? In Alec Marsh, Pasquantino, and Perez, but that's on Saber score, right? If I go and use some other sorting metric, well, now I might be getting different guys at the top of my lineup. So even if I were to come in here, set max exposures, well, when I change my sorting metric, it might not even matter because I might not even see those players at the top anymore. So that's why it's important to automatically go to your new sorting method that you're going to be using. And we could see that those KC exposures went away, and now we are hammering the Angels here. Like, we love the Angels for whatever reason, right? We're getting like four of their batters in 70% of our lineups or more, right? So it is that leverage, that hitter leverage, which is why we go run lineups, run contest sim, change sorting metric, and then automatically come in here and apply min uniques, right? Because we want to get those batter leverages down. They're just, frankly, too high. Just for my own risk tolerance, you know, batters in general are always going to be very, very high variance. You can see this by clicking on any one of their range of outcomes here. And like, yeah, Aaron Hicks is projected for 8 points, but his most common outcome is 0 points, and he does that 24% of the time. So in a quarter of our sims, he is scoring 0 points. Like, do we really want 80% Aaron Hicks? You know what I mean? Like, frankly, do I even want 50%? Like, probably not, right? So what I'm doing at this point is I'm scrolling down to the bottom lineup in my set of 20 and looking at where I'm at. So right now I'm at lineup 132 out of 5,000. So I'm going to go up higher. I'm going to go to 7 and see where 7 takes me, right? So at 7, you know, I'm down at lineup 1,719. Important data point for me is that sim ROI is approaching neutral here. So sim ROI is at 5.6%. I'm okay with that. I think that, you know, you should try and play positive sim ROI lineups. You know, I usually try and stay around neutral here as like my last lineup. And, you know, I want to come in here and look at my leverages, right? And like, I'm taking a peek here. I don't see anything over 20%, right? 20 is actually the highest. And I think that's because Josh Smith probably just recently got announced as the 8-hole hitter for Texas, and he doesn't have an ownership projection yet. So let's say his ownership comes in at like 3%. Well, then, you know, even he's under 20% leverage. So, you know, I'm pretty okay with what I'm seeing on like the positive leverage side. We're not seeing terrible negative leverage either. So staying within this like 20% band, I'm not saying that you need to do that. But it feels comfortable for me from a risk perspective. Right. And then as far as just raw exposures go, you know, our highest exposure is a pitcher at 40%. We do have one batter at 35, but you know, he's pretty highly owned, so it seems fine. And then it's more pitchers, right? It's Graham Ashcraft, it's Cole Irvin, you know, at these 35% intervals here. So all of this feels really comfortable. It seems like we're pretty flat on our pitcher leverage, and I could go to pitcher specifically and see what that looks like. And then, you know, we're taking some shots on some batters here. So on a 4-game slate, we're like matching with a lot of the pitchers and trying to do get some leverage with a lot of these hitters, right? I see a lot of leverages in like the 10 to 20% range. Like those are our stands for the game. And like, I'm totally okay with that. So all this looks pretty good so far. I'm going to take a peek at my stack exposures. So, you know, I'm getting 16 out of 20 lineups or 5 stacks. That seems totally fine. A lot of the pool exposures for these other lineups that I'm getting, you know, seem like accordingly, right? Like 3.6% pool, we have one stack of those. 2.8% pool, we have one stack of those. So nothing crazy here, nothing out of this world. I'm not super concerned with game stacks here. And then just going to team stacks, you know, nobody above 40%, again, seems fine. It looks like our highest pool exposed team is at 32%. So nothing crazy here, pretty flat. And, you know, this is how I like to build my MLB lineups, right? I like to be a little bit flatter. MLB is super high variance. Like, you're a great hitter if you get a hit 3 out of 10 times, which is just crazy when you think about it from a fantasy perspective. And I would feel comfortable submitting this set of lineups. So, you know, we on Friday, we did a demo with like a big, large slate. Today, we're doing it with like a little bit smaller. We're still getting really spread out. Our mini Knicks is still able to get up to 7 here. We've gone through the order of operations. We even applied a player pool filter for our pitchers to make sure we're not getting any relief pitchers in our lineups. So all things considered, I would be happy submitting these lineups. I would just go to save to my contest and then click the save to contest button in my entries file and then download those entries. But as far as building MLB lineups go, I think that would be a solid process there. And I think one thing I didn't cover is that, you know, we had those KC Baltimore. We like, you know, made a mental note, I said here, right? So the only mental note like I'm really making is like, hey, I would not want to have, you know, 75% exposure to like Cole Irvin and like him just be like far and away, like our biggest stand of the slate at pitcher. Here, we're basically matching the field on him and we're a little leverage on Alec Marsh, but nothing crazy, right? So like if I came in here and I saw Cole Irvin was in like 75% of my lineups, Marsh was in like 60%, I might dial that back a little bit just to be a little bit more neutral given the weather situation. But with what I'm seeing, you know, that didn't even pique my attention again. So I'd be fine with this, but just like a mental note to double back there and make sure that, you know, you're okay with the stands you're taking given the weather concerns. So with that said, everybody, not seeing any more questions here. Hope you guys enjoyed this demo. Hope you guys enjoyed me talking through this MLB build here. I will be right back here tomorrow, Wednesday, April 3rd for our next show. Really quickly, before we get out of here, question from Brian, is there a way to see what stacks are good leverage? What I like to do is just come in here to the team stacks and sort by pool exposure, right? Like, hey, what teams are we getting the most, right? One thing you can do here is compare projected runs. You could just assume that, hey, the higher the projected runs, you know, the more highly owned the team is going to be. So, you know, here, like, I'd say probably the only thing standing out to me, and even ever so minor, but it looks like SaberSim's catching this, is that the Angels are at like a 4.4 run total and Tampa Bay's at 4.6, but the Angels are showing up in more pool lineups. 8 out of 10 lineups here, right? So SaberSim is saying, hey, you know, this team has a little bit lower projected run, but they show up a lot in our pool, and then it's getting to more of them in our top 20. So I think that is something you could use as like a proxy to see what teams are good stacks. But good question there. I'm going to get out of here, everybody. I will see you all tomorrow. Until then, take care. Good luck. I'll see you then. Thanks. Bye.